They are available, and I need to get you the copy. They're in Ms. Horton's office.
Okay.
So we'll get them to you here shortly.
All right.
And it essentially is the same handbook as this past year. Obviously, we changed calendars, changed dates, those types of things, but it is essentially the same handbook. So I need to get that to you, and then they're at the publisher, and so we are expecting them tomorrow or Friday. Once we receive them, we will then hand them out to the teachers, who in turn will hand them out to the students so that the parents have them. And I will work to make sure that it's online so that the parents can, if they need to look at it, they can look at it online. It's also translated.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you. Perfect. All right. Do we have any discussion? Without any further discussion, I'd like to move to adopt item C regarding the approval of the 2018-19 student handbook.
I second that.
Susanna seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Item D, presentation, discussion, and possible action regarding the approval of the 2018-19 substitute employee list. And we have Michael May, Miguel Gonzalez, and Diana Kaufman. So, and Diana is our long-term?
Yes, okay. She's working in the area of math.
Right.
We also have a second individual that will be working in the area of math. She did not make this list because she came in
after the
as the teachers were coming in.
Oh.
And so in the process of trying to develop that contract, we will present that to you at the next board meeting.
All right.
And so nothing against that individual, it's just the timing.
Right. That's understandable. You've had a lot going on this week, for sure, all you guys. Do we have any further discussion? No. Without any further discussion, I'd like to move to adopt item D regarding the approval of the 2018-19 substitute employee list.
I second
that. Rosa seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. You know, I didn't ask, but now, do we have others? Or how many do we have total right now, subs? This is it?
Four. The Mr. May and Mr. Gonzalez are on an as-needed basis, so
yeah.
They will be helping us out if indeed there are teacher absences.
Okay.
And Ms. Kaufman will be here daily, as well as the other teacher, Ms. Christie.
Okay.
And so they will be working on a day-to-day basis. That's why it says on their long-term substitute.
Right. And we just usually try to carry about a dozen. And so we hope that number kind of picks up.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Ms. Walker, I take it to asking people at grocery lines.
It might come to that.
They're willing to substitute teach. And so, because I know that if I build up that list, it will really help us out, because whenever a teacher is absent and we don't have sufficient coverage, it really stresses the other teachers.
Right.
And it creates a real burden. And in turn, it creates more absences over time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm trying really hard to see if I can build up that list.
Right.
So in the ensuing board meetings, hopefully you will see more names there.
Right.
And that will afford the teachers that when they do take a day off, for whatever reason, that we would have suitable substitutes so that the school kind of has more of a structure and an order to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at right now.
Well, and actually, we normally just name, like, during the flu season, if we get kind of, it's kind of dire.
Or when there's teacher training.
Right.
And we have to ask teachers to go in and get some training.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can't be in two places. So
right.
As they leave, to get the training, we need the substitutes to be able to run the classes.
Yeah. Okay. We'll keep our ears open. Okay, thank you. So item D, we did that. Item E, presentation, discussion, possible action regarding the approval of the Heinfield Meach and Company PC to provide financial audit services for 2017-18, year 5 of the request for the proposal. And this, we do this every year.
Yes, we do. This is the last year that this contract
began. Right.
Their contract this year is $24,850. And later this fall, I will be going out to bid for the next 3-year bids. That has changed in this last legislation on the auditor's bidding. So instead of 5 years, it's going to be 3 years now. So we'll get that done this fall.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. That's a good idea. Any questions?
No.
Item E, presentation, discussion, and action regarding approval of Heinfield Meacham Company for 2017-18, the last year. I move that we approve that item.
I second that.
Susanna says, seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
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 Oh, wow. Amazing. Item A, item 4A, the superintendent's report.
Thank you. So first we have Ms. Yariela Borges, if you could please stand. Ms. Borges is a paraprofessional. She will be working within the special education classroom. She also has experience as a custodian and a bus driver.
Wow.
I have a feeling that we'll be moving in those directions as well. She previously has worked at the Bisbee School District along with the Palomina School District. And Ms. Borges is also a parent of students at our school. So welcome.
Really? All right. Welcome.
And I'm going in alpha order. So.
Okay.
Ms. Sharon Christie. Ms. Christie was interviewed as the teachers were returning, and we're working hard to ensure that she's ready, and she is ready. She started with the students on Monday, and she has her Bachelor of Science from the U of A South in psychology. She has extensive experience tutoring math in high school settings, in Department of Corrections, and in college settings. She was raised in Agua Prieta in Sonora. She raised a family and then went back to school to earn her degree. She's in the master's program at U of A South where she's earning her teaching degree. And she will be teaching math here at Naco K School. So welcome, Ms. Christie.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Ms. Deanna Kaufman. Ms. Kaufman is substituting in the math classroom for the month of August. She was recommended to us from U of A South. She will be working in August and has a previously scheduled commitment out of the country that will take her out during September and much of October. And she will be substitute teaching, and she will also be supporting our math instruction at our school for the year after she returns. So, Ms. Christie and Ms. Kaufman have, it's hard to separate them now. So they've been working together with the students, and I'm elated. There is a real math instruction going on. The kids are engaged, and we're moving forward. So there will be some training that will be coming in math, and I'm blessed we were able to find some math teachers.
Yeah.
So, anyway, welcome, Ms. Kaufman. Ms. Barbara Conlog, she's our new special education teacher. She comes to us from the Palomino School District, and we're fortunate to have her join our staff. She comes highly recommended, and she has extensive experience as a teacher and also has counseling experience. So, we will support her with support services in the area of psychologists, speech and language counseling, and OTPT services. And you'll be hearing quite a bit more from Ms. Conlog as she works with our special ed population. She's already making a real impact and working closely with the aides, meeting the parents, and getting started with all the paperwork involved with special education. We're fortunate to have Ms. Conlog.
Wow. Thank you. I'm just glad we have all those positions filled and we have everybody such a great
such
staff.
Such a different atmosphere.
Yeah,
last time I was here.
Really better, the whole thing. So I'm really glad, excited.
And, you know, so yeah. She doesn't need an introduction, but she joined us in June. And she's getting acclimated and getting to know the staff and basically keeping me out of trouble. So
and that's one of the main, a really important, one of the main jobs in a school. Yeah, we need, that helps a lot.
Those superintendents.
Yeah, we're headed there.
Oh, okay.
So, Ms. Linda Mott, and Ms. Linda Mott
is returning to Nauvoo. And so we're happy to have her back. And she worked here for over 2 decades as a teacher. And she was most recently a teacher in Elgin. She is teaching 5th grade. She has extensive experience and a great deal of knowledge about the history of our school, which is extremely helpful and really helps me out in terms of just knowing the culture of this place and getting to know it. And so she's gotten started and working with the 5th grade classroom, and she's doing a great job. So welcome, Ms. Ma. Welcome back. Ms. Yvonne Torres, when I arrived, had informed me that she was exiting, and she was going to be leaving, and I said, not so fast. So I was able to work with her, and she is returning for the school year. She'll be assisting with AZ merit testing, as well as compliance issues with BLL, as well as Title I. And she really is a jack of all trades. And here at NACO, she has quite a bit of history, and she has a lot of the respect of the staff here at NACO. So I'm elated that she chose to return. And so she's already hit the ground running and working closely with the teacher. So she couldn't be here this afternoon. Her mom has been ill. Right. And so but we're elated to have her back. Let's see one for us. And last but certainly not least is Mr. Ramon Valdez. And Mr. Valdez is coming out of retirement. He was working in the Department of Corrections. And so he worked with prisoners for over about 20 years. And then most recently he was working in the maintenance department within the Department of Corrections in Douglas, correct?
No.
And so he is joining us as our maintenance person, and he has quite a bit of experience, and he will also work in the area of grounds, and he has extensive experience in all kinds of maintenance areas, and he's hit the ground running. He's done quite a bit of good work, and so we're happy to have him aboard. So
just saying, I mean, little kids, kindergartners, and prisoners. I don't know which is going to be harder. I'm not sure, you know. So.
But welcome,
all of you.
I think that's all of them. So when I walked in on July the 9th, that's one of the reasons I wanted to get here as quickly. And I don't know, I told the staff I said a novena, and it worked.
Yeah.
Because we not only did we get our positions filled, but they're filled with real quality and individuals that are just passionate about kids and want to be here and want to work with children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm elated, and so from that standpoint, I'm still looking for a primary teacher, just to address we have an overload in our kindergarten classrooms, and so what I want to do is split those classrooms, and so I will need someone to be able to take over another classroom, so as I address the issue of the overloading. But that's something I'm looking at right now. I should have more information for you here in the next by the next board meeting, and be able to alleviate some areas in the primary level where we have some overcrowding.
Right.
So I'm working on that issue as well.
Those little kinders, how many do we have right now?
I think we're at 31.
31?
We have 31 kindergartners.
Okay.
And we have one classroom.
Yeah. To tell you the truth, Ms. Mott here, my daughter started kindergarten here, 40 kids in there. 40. Yeah.
Ms. Mott was my daughter's kindergarten teacher.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So our school enrollment is at 294 students.
294, all right.
As of today.
That's pretty good, because it keeps coming in, you know, for a month, probably over a month now.
It's likely that we will top 300 here within the next 10 days or so. We may see a decline as we get closer to the 40th day, but for right now we're at 294, and we might peak over 300. Then we'll be considered a large school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were able to address the instructional minutes in the middle school, and I believe I sent you the schedule on that. And we've gotten off to a really great start, and that hasn't been much of an issue. We are starting 5 minutes earlier.
I saw that.
But our instructional minutes are now compliant with what the state requires, especially in our middle schools. And the class periods in the middle school are a little bit longer, about 50 minutes, which is a little bit better based on, you know, especially in areas like science or mathematics, where we just need a little more time with the students. So that is proving to be a real benefit. Open house was a real success. Thank you, Ms. Walker, for attending. And you know, we had a lot of parents come in, and
it's great.
And so the teachers were here. They did a great job, and the school is in really good shape. And so I didn't get any concerns from parents, and so they were able to come and see where their children are learning. So it was a really good evening. We are in the process of trying to start a parent-teacher association, a PTA, for NACO. I think there's been one here historically. And we had a couple of teachers that expressed an interest in starting it. So we've advertised that to the parents. They were able to give us their names, so we will begin the process of setting up meetings and seeing if we could start a PTA here at NACO. I think that would be a good thing for our school.
We used to have.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did it fizzle out or?
I don't know. I think they helped first job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. Yeah. Huh.
I don't think there was even one when Mo was in school. Was there one?
Yeah, there was one when I started.
When you started too?
Yeah, I think your wife did it. Was your wife in PTA?
I
think so, yeah. But there wasn't.
Okay.
Something happened, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Huh. Thank you.
We also are starting structured recess in K-4, and that'll be about 20 minutes a day that teachers will be going out with the students, and they receive some training. And so we will have structured recess for our youngsters. And in addition to that, obviously they have kind of free recess during lunch. So they eat and then go out and play. And the structured recess, it's more organized and structured, and they are able to go through a variety of exercises. And then what we're trying to do is just get them to learn to exercise and then see if their heart rates can go up in a safe way. Mm-hmm. And then having them learn the value of exercise. And so that's what we'll be doing this year. So we're getting started on that.
Now, who's going to do the structured? What grade level is doing the structured recess?
K-4.
K-4.
The 5th grade through 8th grade have PE.
Oh, right.
So
that's good, too.
That is their structured exercise.
Oh, that's great.
But the K-4 didn't have anything, or if it was done, it was based on the teacher initiative. So now with this training, it's now more organized.
Great.
So they're just getting started, and we're looking for some good things there. We're looking to start a NACO Elementary Facebook page. And so Mr. Rodriguez, our technology person, has been really instrumental in getting that started. And so we're hoping that a lot more community members and a lot more parents will be able to follow us based on the Facebook page. There are parents that we know will go to Facebook, but they don't necessarily read email. Or they're not attuned to just visiting the website, but Facebook they will follow. So from that standpoint, we're starting that up and being able to get them information about what's happening at the school, events, calendar issues, and just it's a better way of communicating with parents and the community. And I'm looking closely right now at the use of a co-op agreement for special ed services that I probably will be bringing you some information on in September to start a co-op that I think used to occur here, and then for quite a few years we didn't have it. And with this co-op we can go a la carte, so we can use the co-op for certain services and not others. So I'm working with Ms. Conalog to see what direction we're going to go in terms of those support services. These are the kinds of services like where you have a psychologist, occupational therapist, speech, counseling, the types of things that in large school districts they have it in-house, but in rural school districts or smaller school districts, those positions are very expensive and we may not be able to afford them.
Right.
But we're still on the hook for making sure that we provide those services to the students that need them. And so most school districts will go into a co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one out of St. David that is requesting that we use their services. Ms. Siever last year had worked very well with the group of individuals individually for these types of services. So what Ms. Conalog and I are trying to decide is, do we go and use the services of the co-op? And if so, to what extent? Or do we just stay with the staff that we had this past year and move in that direction? And so I'm doing a cost analysis in terms of how much would it cost if we did that or if we went into the co-op.
Right.
And so I should be making that decision here pretty quickly, and then I will bring you the, there is a IGA that if indeed we moved in that direction. So
okay.
Obviously that, request would come to the board before we did anything official.
Well, how many people was Mrs. Siever utilizing, do you know?
I think she was used by the, utilizing a someone for speech, psychologist, counseling, and I don't think we needed OT.
Was there someone for OT?
OT.
And the hearing?
The hearing was Miss Elias.
Oh.
She was doing that in the office.
Were
we using somebody for hearing?
Yeah, for Henry that comes in, because he's totally deaf.
That's right.
So we have to grade for him too.
But that's a second grade Arizona
yeah,
School
right.
for the Deaf and Blind Bear Co-op.
Okay.
Okay.
Denise Van Acker.
So those are the ones that we've been using.
Okay.
I just need to make a call.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And then the last thing is we are looking to provide training for teachers in the areas of literacy, teaching of the state standards, class management, and the use of technology to improve instructional practices. And that's not to say that the teachers don't do those things, but I think that training is always a good thing. And especially when we know that there's always new efforts at how you do literacy and how you teach it, and then the evolving nature of state standards. So we have an obligation to make sure that we are being current in the manner in which these standards evolve and our teachers need to evolve. And they've been very receptive to it. So it's just a matter of lining up the training, and then we will then move forward with our teachers taking the training that they need. And that way we remain professional, and that our kids are the beneficiaries of that training. So I'll be providing you information as we go with respect to that as well.
Okay.
So it's been a good start, and there's a lot going on in NACO, and I'm just really happy to be here.
I'm more happy you're here.
Good job.
The handbooks.
You ever seen that baseball game where they hit the fly ball and she's the center fielder and I'm the right fielder and it falls on the ground? I thought Ms. Horton was bringing these. I think she thought that I was bringing these. So there you go.
We got it. Thank you. Thank you. Good job.
Thanks for the price.
And the shirts are for you.
Thank you. That's great.
And, you know, whenever you have an event or something going on, or just on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to, staff has been here and they've been working hard all day and they have to get back to their families, but you're welcome to stay.
Okay. And we do appreciate your coming, that's for sure. Does that conclude your report?
Yes.
Okay, good job. Thank you. We really appreciate it. That was good. The next item that can is item 5 and call to the public. Let's see. I have a name on one and not on the other. So the what nameless one, is that the first one somebody filled out? Let me see. Tortoise, NACO K-12. Oh, okay. That's okay. I just realized that it had the, I just didn't really look at the email address until right then. So it's your floor.
Well, as you know, last year was tumultuous, and we are so very happy that Dr. Morato's here. I think I can speak for all the staff on that. But we have some concerns that never really got addressed last year, and you know we were heavily involved in Red for Ed. And I will say for me, and I'm sure the girls and guys that went with me, that was one of the most amazing experiences that we ever had. Just be all together, all for the same cause, all being supportive of each other. And I'm very happy for all these people who got raises. However, I don't understand, and I just don't understand, so I have to ask. And I really can't sleep unless I can ask you this.
Oh, no.
Why do we, are we not receiving any kind of raise when I know for a fact Sierra Vista, Bisbee, Tombstone, and Douglas all are giving at least 9% raises this year? Not to mention that you can go
90%?
Nine.
Oh, okay. What? Somebody made a typo somewhere. 9%. Okay.
And you can go online and you can find these articles. And this is from AZ Central USA Today. And it tells it like it is. You know, not everybody is getting a 9%.
So tell me who you said got the 9%, just out of curiosity. Sierra Vista?
Sierra Vista.
Bisbee.
Douglas. Tombstone.
Okay.
So all right. Those are all surrounding us.
Right.
And also, if you can go on this one site, and it will tell you all of the schools. We're not on here.
Really?
No. And only 200 of the 300 districts and charter schools have submitted their budget for this year.
Oh.
So, but it tells you exactly the increase in salary. And so I called the state auditor's office, and I said, do we get money? And they said, yes, every district is giving money, but it is not stipulated that it has to be for teacher salary. So legally, districts can use the money however they feel. So my question to you is, do we get money, and are we going to get a raise in the foreseeable future? Maybe next year? You know, we're committed to this school.
Right.
This is our home. These are our kids. But we don't want to feel like we're not worth as much as all the surrounding parents.
Well, and see, we're all volunteers. We don't get paid to be here, you know, and we are here because, and I'm not supposed to really respond. I'll just tell you that right now. I'm not supposed to respond at all, period, you know. And so I'm just saying we have done the best we can, and I don't know, and without saying anything, I'll say this. Were you here at the last budget hearing meeting?
Yes.
Do you remember what Ms. Taylor said?
She said we.
What she was going to give you.
The step raise.
The step,
and
right?
I don't know when that's coming into effect because I haven't received the step raise.
Okay.
And she said that our insurance would be paid for. They also pay for the insurance in Douglas.
Right.
You know, I know they're a much bigger district.
And so I without my saying anything, because, and here's the thing: if I say this, then it could turn into you say that, and then the next we know somebody's wrestling on the floor. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about things just blow up, and I don't want that. You know, we can't do that. So legally, the legal advice they always tell you, do not respond, period. And so here's what I'm going to tell you. I would advise you to come to those budget hearing meetings. Nobody ever shows up. Nobody's ever here. I haven't seen any of you until the walkout thing.
Well,
and so, and you guys are busy. I know you work all day, but that you need to learn the budget.
We were told that we didn't need to come.
So here's why I can't say anything, because I don't know anything about that. That's the first I've heard of that. I know nothing about that whatsoever. But so we'll be looking into that. But and you know, though, legally, that if I do say anything, really, I'm violating an open meeting law. And it's not on the agenda. And so I therefore have said too much already, but I'm just saying that we really are fighting for you guys, and Mr. Franco fought for you guys. You have no idea, you know. And whenever you guys weren't here, he was always talking about what can we do. Cindy, I mean, we talked about this all the time during our budget hearings, our superintendent's report. And it wasn't that we didn't touch on it. So we need to find out. I mean, Cindy said we didn't get it yet. You know, we hadn't gotten it.
Okay.
And so we will find out
and I'm
the
okay
situation.
With that. I
we're in transition, you know.
To be aware that we also are informed of what goes on
thank
around
you
our state.
Well, and here's the thing. I just don't want to minimize anybody. I would never. I know how important it is your jobs are. I know that it's for these kids and their education and their little minds. And I know all my family's in education, you know. And I believe just as much as you do that you should be compensated accordingly. But again, our hands are tied. I came into the board $200,000 in debt in this school. And that's, we don't aren't in $200,000 in debt anymore. But that could change like that. You know, get a different board, you get a different superintendent, you get a different financial person, and you could get it, we could be right back there. So our goal is to not go there. And so without continuing this, I should have only been like 3 minutes. We appreciate what you had to say, and I really appreciate that. And so let's work on this, and you know, we're not done with this. We're not giving up on you guys. You know what? We want you to go home. We want you to be happy, campers. You know, all of us want to be happy. You know, so let's work on that. So, but okay. Thank you, Ms. Torres. I appreciate it. Okay. So next we have Jennifer Thomas, and you didn't put why you're here, but you said call to the public, which I knew already.
Yeah, well, it said off the agenda, and I was like, well, it's not really on the agenda, so. Right. And if I, like, you know, you said you hadn't seen us since, I had never been to a PTOA meeting, or not PTO, a board meeting until we started coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I've been here 8 years.
Oh.
Okay, so just food for thought. So I didn't know we were allowed to come.
Everybody in the public, everybody knows any school board meeting is open to the public, the staff, anybody.
Well, I know that now, okay. But I didn't know that then. So that's part of why, you know, I just...
Children, anybody.
Yeah. So that was ignorance on my part. I didn't know until other people came in and said, well, why aren't you guys going? You know, people go to their board meetings. So that's why we started coming. So if this is not appropriate, please go ahead and stop me. And
you have your say, and okay. I'm just telling you that I probably will not respond.
Okay. I feel that we were kind of dressed down publicly at the last meeting, and I didn't appreciate it.
Are you talking about by me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I just, my, what I would say to you is, would you please become informed before you say something like that, and especially in front of our new boss, and because it was very uncomfortable, and I don't feel like it was fair. So
okay.
What was this? You know, I think all I really said was that as Mr. Franco's transitioning out, that I felt bad that there wasn't one positive thing that happened. He's been here for 36 years. Not one person said, thank you, good luck, adios, you know. I know, but see, normally we would have our staff would get together, you know, and something would probably, we'd do something. But and again, you know, he's had some other things going on right now. And so, but I by no means, I apologize if you thought I minimized anyone, because that's not who I am, because I'm a pit bull, and I fight for you guys all the time.
Well, and I would just say, you know, there's always two sides, and there's a whole school full of staff that will talk to you if you want to talk to them.
Right. Well, okay. The thing is, and I apologize. No, by no means did I mean to minimize anybody. Okay. So I'm sorry if I offended anyone. So, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. We want to know what you're thinking, and so I'm glad you approached me instead of, you know, otherwise. And you can come to me anytime.
Instead of putting it on Facebook.
Yeah. Thank you.
On the Facebook.
Or it could be on Facebook. Don't say that. You give me ideas. Okay. So that concludes call the public. We have nothing further. Would you like to say tentatively when our next meeting is probably the first Wednesday of next month, let's call it tentative and see what happens next month.
Well, it was the 5th of September.
Okay. All righty.
So we're assuming that's the date that it will be, and it's at 5 p.m., and we'll go accordingly. So.
Okay. All righty. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you. All right. We don't have anything further on item 6, I'm going to move to adjourn at 5:46.
I second that.
Rosa seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Three ayes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies. Thank you. Thanks for coming.